Shopify's already taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing at your retail store? Give your point of sale system a serious upgrade with Shopify. That's right, Shopify is the sound of selling everywhere. Online, in-store, on social media, and beyond. With Shopify, you get a powerhouse selling partner that effortlessly unites your in-person and online sales into one source of truth. Track every sale across your business in one place and know exactly what's in stock. With Shopify POS, you can accept credit cards, mobile payments, and every other major payment method, all with low fees and transparent pricing, starting on day one. Plus, Shopify's award-winning help is there to support your success every step of the way. Do retail right with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/MLB podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/MLB podcast to take your retail business to the next level today. Shopify.com/MLB podcast.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial. And with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown. And through adaptable problem solving, we do just that. Learn more at Marines.com.
Odyssey Sports presents Big Time Baseball.
Moving on with John Heyman. John, I got to know, though, we got to go to a new segment here. Well, not really a new segment. It's a new old segment. John Heyman's Inside Corner. We're going to look throughout the rest of the league and see who are the sellers, who are the teams that are on the bubble, and who are the buyers. And, you know, I really think the best way to go about this, let's just go maybe team for team, John, or position player to position player, or, you know, position to position. What do you think are going to be the most impact players in this upcoming trade deadline? So, and let's just go ahead and start. We talked a lot about it with Zach. Let's talk about starting pitching.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's some huge names that we've speculated on that could potentially be traded, but I think it might be a small number of this top group that eventually ends up getting traded. I mean, I've got about 10 guys here listed who are really good starters who could impact any team, and I'm going to be surprised if more than two or three of them are traded. I mean, Max Scherzer, obviously the biggest name. The Nats are playing better now. And, you know, they're one of those teams, about 10 teams are on the bubble, buy, sell. And to me, they're a team that does not like to sell. So, I think it's unlikely that he ends up getting traded. There's still other good starters out there. But, again, they may either be on teams that are on the bubble, or they may have contracts where they have a year or more to go, and that makes it a little bit difficult and dicey. Two names that have popped up a lot are Kyle Gibson and Jose Berríos, two excellent pitchers. Gibson having a career year, Berríos having his usual very good year. They both have a year to go. Berríos with the Twins, Gibson with the Rangers. Neither team's obviously in it, but there's a chance that one or both get traded. I would say Gibson might be more likely than Berríos. The Twins really don't seem to want to trade Berríos at this point. I know they've talked contract, and the gap was huge back in spring training when they talked about it, so I don't think it's worth talking about at this moment. I don't think they have time to get a deal done, even if there was an inclination, but or contract done. But I don't see the Twins as likely trading him. His name was going to be out there, but boy, there are a lot of names out there. Danny Duffy. He's got 10-5. You got Charlie Morton would be great. He's been a clutch pitcher. But, the Braves still haven't decided whether they're a buyer or a seller. You've got all those Cleveland guys. They're probably all long shots as they've got years and years to go. Same with John Means with the Orioles, who's now back as of tonight. And Ramon Marquez, they've kind of suggested they really don't want to trade him. I know that teams are going to be gunning for him, but he may not be dealt. Zach Davies with the Cubs is a guy who's going to be free soon, so I think he might be dealt. But again, I'd say out of that list of the real top starters, I think we're going to be lucky to see two or three of them traded.
And I think every team in baseball, any team that's a contender could always, and I mentioned this in the interview we just did with Zach, but it seems like everybody in baseball could always use a great reliever. and even not even just a great reliever. Everyone could use just a reliever that could eat up innings and just get outs. Just any solid reliever half the time will do. And everybody's obviously looking at Craig Kimbrel, but are there other names out there that could really help one of these teams that are absolute buyers?
Yeah, I think the closing market is pretty strong. I mean, Kimbrel, obviously one of the best closers in the game. But then beyond that, you have Ian Kennedy, very likely to be dealt off of Texas. Kendall Graveman having a career year with Seattle as their most of the time closer. They should be able to get good stuff for him. Now, they're in that middle group, but to me, they're more seller than buyer. If you look at their run differential, they're really not a World Series contender. Valdez with the Orioles potentially could be dealt. Raisel Iglesias with the Angels, really good pitcher, doing well with them. And they're kind of in the bubble right now, whether they're going to buy or sell. They may not want to sell with all the excitement surrounding Trout coming back. And obviously Ohtani, the story of the year. So not sure he's going to be dealt. If he is, that closing market gets even better. Rich Rodriguez should be dealt with the Pirates. They don't need a closer. They're not in it. And there are a ton of non-closer relievers who are pretty darn good. I'll just mention two that I think are very good. Givens with the Rockies and the Rodgers with the Twins. And they are potentially going to be dealt. But there's probably 20 or 30 other relievers I could name who could be dealt. And then the relief market often comes to the last day. A lot of it all comes to the last day, but particularly the relief market. So probably don't need to focus on it today as we speak, but it's a pretty good market.
Now, normally when it comes to the trade deadline, it's always the starting pitchers and the relievers that get the most attention. They usually get in the biggest haul, but this is a very unique year to me because we got a lot of high impact infielders that are available and several that are likely to be traded. So of those four that are likely to be traded that have been named in just about every trade possible, and I'm talking about mentioning the name Frazier, Bryant, Escobar, and Story, it seems like it's a borderline foregone conclusion that all four of those guys are going to be traded at some point. So the question is, who's the first domino to fall?
I'm never good at the order. It takes a while, and it'll be near the end for all these guys. I'm sure Escobar has been rumored to go to the White Sox for a month now. So, I mean, you know, maybe he goes first. I don't know. Escobar's a free agent on non-contending Arizona, so he's definitely going. Bryant's a free agent on a team that's selling. I would say 90% that he goes. Frazier has got a year to go, but he's having a career year. He's been in the block forever. So I'm going to say 90% or more that he goes. And Baez, you know, he's in that category where they may try to extend. We'll see. There's a couple guys with the Cubs, including Rizzo, another infielder, a first baseman, where they may look to try to extend before dealing them. But, you know, I'd say there's a chance Baez gets dealt. Same with Rizzo, although I see him probably staying with the Cubs long term. But, boy, it's a long list of infielders whose names are at least out there. I mean, I think Andrelton Simmons is a free agent. He should be dealt. Ahmed is a free agent. Should be dealt. Kyle Seager's been on the block for a long time, showing some power. We've seen Donaldson's names out there. That's a big contract, so I'm not sure about that one. Merrifield, I mean, the Royals love him. I know teams are gunning for him. I'm not sure they're going to deal him, but his name is going to be out there. And, of course, Trevor Story, who is a free agent, but, should be dealt because it's unlikely they're going to be able to lock him up. But, you know, ownership could have something to say about that. So I wouldn't do a percentage on that one, but it's certainly less than Bryant and some of the others.
It's fascinating, though, isn't it? Do you remember the last time there was this many really good offensive and defensive players available like this? This is in a year where there's so much parity through the league.
Certainly not infielders. I mean, there are stars galore. I mean, all stars. I mean, Bryant, Frazier were all stars. Story was in the home run competition. He's been a perennial all-star. Baez has got that kind of talent. Escobar was an all-star. Donaldson's a past all-star. The infield list is incredible. I mean, the outfield list is good, but not as deep. I've got on potential trades on that one. Benintendi, Buxton, Gallo, who's created a lot of headlines lately, but I still think Texas more likely than not to hold on. And Peralta's a free agent. So, I mean, Arizona's going to deal him. Starling Marte, he's a free agent. They've tried to sign him. They offered him more than $30 million over 3 years, and they were not even close, so he's going to be dealt. And then potentially Mitch Haniger for the Seattle, I could see him being dealt as well. We'll see. I don't know. Seattle's an interesting team. They're not mentioned a lot as a seller, as they have a pretty darn good record. They won a lot of one-run games, but to me, they're not a World Series contender. And you've got you've got guys who are hitters basically, or first baseman. I mentioned Rizzo, CJ Cron, Mancini. That'll be interesting. He's got a year to go. He's obviously an inspirational guy with Baltimore, having a nice year. And Nelson Cruz, obviously free as a free agent after the year, and he should bring back some decent stuff. And we've mentioned the Jays and the A's, and potentially the Rays, possibilities for Cruz. The catching market doesn't look great, but look, Contreras, the Cubs really could be the stars of this trade market if they really let loose. Contreras does have a year to go, but that would be a big name if they dealt him. And I guess Alfaro, a possibility. As we know, the Marlins are willing to deal most. And then there are other kind of backup types that are available in catching. But you're right about the infielders and the position players in general. It's pretty star-stocked.
Yeah, one name you mentioned was Gallo. And his name has been linked to the Padres so much lately. You don't really think it's a likely shot that he's going to be over there in San Diego?
Yeah, I think it's more likely than not they hold on to him. That said, obviously, A.J. Preller is knows him well. He's obviously willing to make moves. It looks like they have three good outfielders to me, but they're never afraid to add depth. I mean, they added Kim when they had depth. They added Profar when they as depth. Depth is not a bad thing to have. I mean, Gallo's obviously a starting player, but they're clearly in there and interested. We've seen the Yankees attached as well, but Gallo's made it clear he wants to stay. And, you know, Texas is a team that's got the money, and he's got a year to go before he's a free agent. So players in that position, are usually more likely to stay than go. I'm never going to say never, but I would say it's more likely, even though Gibson's got a year to go as well, that they end up trading Gibson and hold on to Gallo.
You know, it's an exciting time to really watch this, because it's weird because there's just so many players available. And we just finished talking about Gallo right there. But, you know, there's so many guys that can help out. Who do you think is the number one target? Who is the one guy that's on pretty much every contender's list?
Well, I mean, I do think that every team could be enhanced with a closer or a starting pitcher, So, I'm sure that Scherzer is on the list of the big market teams that can afford him, for sure, as is Kimbrel. But they have pretty high salaries at this point. I think Jose Berríos and Kyle Gibson are very, very popular guys. Gibson having his best year among the AL leaders in ERA. Berríos, a very consistent and very good pitcher. With the Twins, as I said, they tried to lock him up. There doesn't seem to be any hope there. I think Minnesota's in that mid-market thing where they've given that big deal to Donaldson, and they really don't want to give out two $20 million plus a year salaries. And I think Berríos, certainly with Wheeler getting that 5-for-118, actually turned down more than that, turned down 5-for-125. He's probably in that category, comparable type pitcher. And I think that Minnesota's going to have to think long and hard about it. They do not want to punt on next year, or even take a step back on next year. So, as I said, I'm not guaranteeing he's going to be traded by a long shot. But to me, Berríos and Gibson are on everybody's list as guys who are affordable and potentially will be traded, more likely than Scherzer. I mean, I'm sure people are thinking about Scherzer, but that's not the Nats MO, is to trade. And you've got Soto hot now, and the team's playing better. I in that category of those 10 teams that are in the middle, I think very few of them are going to rise up and make the playoffs. And I don't see anything wrong with it if they sell for the first time in a while, but I don't think they will.
Last question for you, John, and this is the real one, because this is something we can't quantify. This is just one of those things. It's a gut feeling. Get out your crystal ball. You mentioned the Cubs. The Cubs could feasibly move just about anyone and get in arguably the greatest haul of Major League history. That being said, who is the one team, if you were to make an educated guess, who's the one team that's going to be the big winners in this trade deadline?
Among the sellers or among the
Among
buyers?
The sellers and then among the buyers.
Well, among the sellers, I mean, you know, I'm going to say the Cubs, as you said. I mean, they've got so many great pieces to move. I think Rizzo probably stays. Baez may stay. But, I mean, I can't see how Bryant and Kimbrel stay. Kimbrel's been fantastic. They should be able to get a haul for him. Zach Davies is another piece to move. Contreras is a potential. I mean, so they're so far ahead of anybody else in terms of what they can actually trade and what they should be able to get back. There are four other teams that I think will be able to get good stuff back, and that'd be the or probably more than that, but the next four would be the Rangers, the Twins, the Rockies, and the Marlins. You know, I think most are available on most of those teams. You know, I'm going to pick the Twins as the next team. If you say the Cubs are in a category by themselves, the Twins should do pretty well. They got Cruz, who's probably the best hitter on the market. And then you've got Simmons, who might be the best fielder on the market. You've got Berríos, who might be the most intriguing pitcher on the market. And you've got Rogers, a very, very talented reliever, along with Robles. You've got someone may try to resurrect Colomé, who is talented, not having a good year. But the Twins have a lot of pieces that I think can help teams. If you can ask me who's the biggest buyer, I mean, it's difficult to know, but it's never... You're never wrong to go with the Padres, right? They were the most aggressive last July, and they were by far the most aggressive in the winter. And I don't think A.J. Preller ever sleeps. I don't think he ever stops. And, you know, even though they have Melanson, an all-star closer, I wouldn't be shocked if he went back and got Kimbrel. You know, I mean, obviously, you've got C.J. Abrams and Gore. You know, Abrams is hurt now. Gore is not having a great year minors, but you know, they still have prospects that they can deal. I don't think they wanted to deal those two anyway, but you know, they did a great job of gathering prospects, and they always do a great job of figuring out how to get guys. And you know, obviously Darvish has been good, Musgrove has been good, Snell hasn't lived up to it yet, but I'm not going to be surprised if they get another starter. We're not going to be surprised if they enhance the pen. And you mentioned Gallo. You know, I still think he's probably staying, but I'm not writing AJ Preller off for anything. So I think they'll do some stuff. But you know, the Mets. You know, we talked this week to Zach Scott, the GM, and it's pretty clear they're going. Even though their starting pitching is excellent, they're going pretty hard and pretty excited about going after some starting pitching. So I think they're going to do some good stuff as well.
You know what I love about your answer, John? It's exactly my answer. I'm inclined to immediately go like, yeah, the Mets are obviously going to be the big winners of this. But then you just got to remember that AJ Preller exists. And he just, like you said, doesn't sleep. He either plays basketball or he makes ridiculous trades. I can't imagine AJ Preller standing pat during this trade deadline. I just can't imagine. So I'm on the exact same page as you. I'm really excited for what's about to happen in Major League Baseball for these next couple of weeks. John, this has been one of the best episodes I've been a part of Big Time Baseball. I want to say thank you to you, of course, John Heyman. Where can people find you on social media, John?
John Heyman, Twitter, J-O-N-H-E-Y-M-A-N. Thank you for promoting me there, Cody.
Of course.
Appreciate that.
Of course. And of course, you can follow me at Decker6 on Twitter. Check out the show on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your favorite podcasts, Spotify, Apple, Google, all that jazz. And of course, like, share, and subscribe to Big Time Baseball. Share it with your friends. And guys, that is it for us. Thank you so much for joining us. We will see you here next week right here on Odyssey Sports.